I think we made their night.
I think so.
Hello, you're on Green Cheese.
Landed on the moon?
Yeah, that is the correct answer.
Oh, excellent. Ed from Cedar and Lake.
Thanks, Ed. Thank I mean, you, Your right? Highness, sorry.
That's better.
Okay. Hello, you're on Green Cheese.
Oh, they just got my mamas and papas.
Yeah.
Let's see. What was the other musical question? I forgot now.
Who is the musician Max wanted to see in the movie A Goofy Movie?
Oh, no, I give up. Okay.
I asked one about, you know, the band Modest Mouse. According to Modest Mouse, even if things get too heavy, what will we all do? Do you know that one? That's from a song.
What will we all do? We'll all die. Oh.
Good try.
I've heard of the group, but
no, yeah,
can't think of any song.
Okay.
Okay. Good show, guys.
Thanks.
Keep her going.
Thanks, Cass.
Bye now.
Bye-bye. Hello, you're on Green Cheese.
Modest Mouse says, we'll all float on again.
That's right.
Yep, that is correct.
Yep. All right, I'm tired of you guys asking questions, so I'm going to ask you a question.
All right.
What did the necktie say to the hat?
I have no idea. Go ahead.
You go on ahead. I'll hang around. Peace from parts unknown, idios.
All right, thank you.
That was a good one.
That was. Hello, you're on Green Cheese.
Hi. I was calling about the Modest Mouse, and I just heard it get answered.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Where are you calling from?
Well, I'm called from Farmington, Minnesota at Top Potater Days.
All right.
Nice.
Shout out to Barb and Jeff. And I'd like to congratulate Keach on winning the Grandma's Marathon last weekend.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I saw it. I saw it in the paper.
Okay. Thanks for calling.
Thanks.
Bye-bye.
Have a good one.
You too.
Hello, you're on Green Cheese.
Did you get the Modest Mouse question?
We did.
Oh, you did. Yeah. All right.
Keep Hold trying. On. Hello, you're on Green Cheese.
Oh, my gosh. I am so sorry to get in again, but I just had to go. I'm pretty sure Keach won.
You what?
I'm pretty sure Keach won.
He did, huh?
Marathon.
Really?
And I couldn't be happier for the guy.
Yeah, that's awesome. I had no idea he was a runner like that. That's awesome. And I'm going to say this once, and you'll never hear me say it again. He must be pretty modest not to talk about it.
And from what I've heard on him, he is modest, and I insist that he comes to the picnic.
Absolutely.
And I insist that Cass come to the picnic. And, of course, we've got the king and queen that are going to choose another king and queen.
Yeah, yeah.
All right, I'm done. I can't believe I got in so I can laugh at the fact.
Thanks.
I laugh on Steve every time.
Awesome.
He provides it.
Thanks,
bye,
Julie. Bye-bye. The lines are open, folks. 218-326-1234. Throw another one out there, Hannah.
Okay. Let me see here. Can you tell me why the man Phineas Gage was famous?
Phineas Gage. I've heard that name.
I know you have.
Yeah. Let's see. The Beach Boys' pet album Pet Sounds has what kind of animals on the cover? And on this date in 1880, this famous outlaw was arrested in Glen Rowan, Australia. And the financial panic of 1907 resulted in the establishment of which banking institution? 218-326-1234. Hello, you're on Green Cheese.
Hi, was Phineas Gage the dude who got the railroad spike through his head?
That is correct. That's really good. Thank you. Yeah.
always can count on you for the macabre, Hannah.
I like what I like.
All right, where are you calling from?
East Smith Lake.
All right, thanks for calling again.
All right, have a good night. Bye bye.
Bye bye. I knew I'd heard of it. Hello, you're on Green Cheese.
Oh, I think I have an answer.
Okay.
Oh, hello. Look, I didn't think you were on. The Phineas question.
Mm-hmm.
Phineas Gage was it?
Mm-hmm.
He had like a metal pole through his head and lived.
That's correct. Yeah.
Yep. That's him.
Yeah, it's a crazy story.
Yeah, where are you calling from?
This is Nymer Loons again.
All right. Thanks for calling.
Thanks. Bye-bye.
All right. Bye-bye. Hello, you're on Green Cheese.
Yes, I'm calling on the Beach Boys album.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's the goats on the cover.
That is correct. Good job.
All right.
Where are you calling from?
Coleraine.
Coleraine. All right.
Like to give a shout out to Shanna.
Uh-huh. You got it. Thanks
Thank
for calling.
You. Yep.
Bye-bye. Hello, you're on Green Cheese.
Hi there. I was calling about the Pet Sounds album cover.
Yeah.
Were they goats on the cover
goats.
Of that album?
Yeah, they were goats.
Oh, it's heck yeah. Okay, thank you. And was there a question about Phineas Gage? I heard the name, but I didn't hear a question.
Yeah, we've already gotten it answered, but we were wondering.
You did.
We're just asking who he was.
Ah, okay, gotcha. All right, well, thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you.
All right, take care.
Hello, you're on Green Cheese.
Hi. We have an answer for the Pet Sounds cover. The animal.
Yep.
Goats.
Yep, it was goats. You're right.
Goats.
And then on the banking institution one, I don't know if that one was answered.
Not yet.
Was that the Federal Reserve?
Federal Reserve is correct. Good job.
Awesome.
Yeah. All right. Thanks for calling in. Where are you calling from?
Little Bowstring Lake.
Little Bowstring Lake. Okay.
And shout out to Rachel.
You got it. Thanks.
All right. Thanks.
Bye-bye. Hello, you're on Green Cheese.
Hi, Mike. I just heard my answer, the Federal Reserve.
Yeah, that's how it goes.
That's okay. I'll shout out to Amity Jane and the Dip in the Road, Prince of Cedar Island Lake.
Mm-hmm.
And I guess that's it for now.
All right. Thanks, Nancy.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Hello, you're on Green Cheese.
Oh, hey there. Did somebody just answer the financial?
Yeah. Okay.
Well, we were going to guess the Federal Reserve also.
Okay. All right. Thanks.
All right. Thanks. Bye.
Camp Winnie. Okay. Thanks. Good to hear from you, Camp Winnie. Hannah, got another question?
Yeah, I do. Who won 2 gold medals with shoes someone else had thrown in the trash?
Say that again.
Who won 2 gold medals while wearing shoes someone else had thrown in the trash?
Ah, okay. I thought the medals had been thrown in the trash. I was confused for a minute there. Okay. All right. Which Beatle was on the first Rolling Stone magazine cover? Hello, you're on Green Cheese.
Yeah, the Jigs from the Garage.
Yeah.
That Matt, something about a goofy movie or...
Yeah.
I think he needed to get to the power line.
That's true. Yeah, wow. It's power line. Good job.
Good job.
All right. Shout out to all the cheesers. Keep up the good work.
Thanks.
You
too. All right. Bye.
Hello, you're on Green Cheese.
Hey, is it John Thorpe for the shoes?
That is correct.
Hey, awesome.
Jim Thorpe.
This is
Jim
the
Thorpe.
Prince again.
What was that?
This is the Prince.
Okay.
Good Island Lake.
All right. Thanks for calling.
All right. Thank you. Bye.
Bye-bye. All righty. Hello, you're on Green Cheese.
John Thorpe for the shoes.
Hi there. Oh, dang it. I think I just heard somebody answered about the shoes.
Yeah,
it happens.
Jim Thorpe.
All right.
Jim Thorpe.
Jim Thorpe for the shoes, not John Thorpe, right?
Yeah,
you're right.
That's right. Where are you calling from?
All right. That's Camp Winnie again.
All right, Camp Winnie. Good job.
Yeah, shout out to Simon on the Lake and Blakey.
You got it. Thanks.
Thanks.
Bye-bye. Hello, you're on Green Cheese.
Yeah, was it Paul?
Nope, it wasn't Paul.
Well, then it's got to be John, Ringo, or George.
Yep, it does have to be one of those, but you can't answer it.
All right.
All right?
All right, yeah, we'll just let it be at that.
All right, thanks for calling.
Thanks, bye. Bye.
Hello, you're on Green Cheese.
Hey, it's Keith from Parts Unknown.
Yeah.
The guy that won the gold medals stealing the shoes, that was me last weekend at Grandma's Marathon.
Well, that's what I heard. That's what I heard. Congratulations. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, thank you. Yeah, you can read it in the paper.
Okay. Cool, all right. Man. I'll look it up, man.
I gave it my all.
That's awesome. Awesome.
My belly was jiggling, but my nipples were raw. But I.
Okay. Too much information, Keach.
Adios.
Hello, you're on Green Cheese.
Hi, was it John Lennon that was on the cover of Rolling Stones?
Yep. Good job.
Woo-hoo!
Where are you calling from?
Thank you. Becker, Minnesota.
Becker. Okay.
Yep.
Thanks for calling.
And shout out to all the Green Cheesers.
You bet.
Bye.
Bye. Hello, you're on Green Cheese. Hello? Nope, nobody there. Okay. Lines are open, 218-326-1234. We receive support from Clocko Brewing Company in Grand Rapids. We have now switched to their summer hours. Open Monday through Saturday, noon to 8, Sunday from noon to 6. More info at clockobrewing.com. Got another question, Anna.
Yeah. How did the Oregon Highway Division dispose of a dead whale in November of 1970?
Okay. Hello, you're on Green Cheese.
Yes, the question for the Rolling Stone magazine?
Yeah.
Was John Lennon?
Yep, that is correct. Where are you calling from?
Calling from Chisholm, Minnesota.
Chisholm, all right. Thanks for calling.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. Man, we're hearing from all over the range tonight. Coleraine, Chisholm, Cayune. Well, Cayune is not on that range. That's a different range. Never mind. Which band had the first number one single by a British group? And which movie from the 1980s featuring Patrick Swayze, earned the first PG-13 rating? 218-326-1234. Hello, you're on Green Cheese.
I forgot, sorry.
That's all right. Keep trying. Hello, you're on Green Cheese.
Hello, you're on Green Cheese.
Hey, Mike, Mojo from the sauna.
Yeah.
The whale in Oregon.
Yeah.
Did they blow it up with dynamite?
They did.
I remember reading about it. That's all. How old I am.
All right.
And you wonder why I have a rotary phone.
All right. Good job, Mojo.
Yep, well, thank you. Let me give a shout-out to Keats from Parts Unknown, Jigs from the Garage, Cass from Murray Township, and Keach, if you're going, I'll meet you at the picnic.
All right. That'd be great, Mojo. That'd be great.
I think it would be fun. So thanks, guys. Great job, and I'll keep listening.
All right, thanks.
Okay, bye-bye.
Hello, you're on Green Cheese.
Hi. So the question about the whale disposal, was that TNT?
Yeah, they did blow it up.
Yep.
Yep, cool. This is the princess of Cedar Island Lake.
Oh, actually. There's a princess too. Wow.
Oh, yes.
The royal family is expanding.
Yes, exactly. Shout out to Nancy.
All right, you got it. Thanks.
Yeah, have a good one.
Bye-bye. You too.
Hello, you're on Green Cheese.
Well, did you get an answer for the whale?
We did.
Yeah, we did.
We did.
Oh, you did, huh? Oh, dang it. Sorry.
That's okay.
Well, shout out to Bubble and Mud and the guys in the garage, I guess.
You got it.
Thank you.
Yep, bye-bye. Starting to lose my voice. Okay, let's see. On this date in 1926, director and producer Mel Brooks was born. Mel won an Academy Award in 1968 for the best original screenplay for which movie? Okay, 218-326-1234. Hello, you're on Green Cheese.
Boy, everybody's excited to see that whale get exploded in Oregon. it's Keith from Parts Unknown. That was my answer, but okay. I will say that tell Mojo I will be there, and I'm bringing two pork butts, and we're going to eat some pulled pork, and everybody's welcome, and it's going to be a good time, and Well, I'm taking up too much airtime now, so I'll call back.
All right. Thanks, Keach. Looking forward to it. Hello, you're on Green Cheese.
Caller number three. Roadhouse?
Not Roadhouse, nope.
Okay. All right. Thanks.
Yep.
How about Dirty Dancing?
Nope,
Dirty
it Dancing? Wasn't. Not Dirty Dancing, nope.
Wow.
Oh, we're stumped.
Okay. Thanks for calling.
Yep, bye.
Doesn't he pull a guy's heart out of his chest in Roadhouse? I don't think that's PG-13.
I don't know, but that's not the answer. Where are you calling? Hello, you're on Green Cheese.
Hi. So I heard, I didn't hear because I was walking away, but somebody guessed Roadhouse for Patrick Swayze. Was it Dirty Dancing?
Not Dirty Dancing, nope.
Okay.
All right.
Well, those were my two answers.
Okay.
How about the Mel Brooks movie? Could it have been Blazing Saddles?
No, it was before that.
Okay.
All right.
All right. Well, thanks a lot.
Thanks for calling. Where are you calling from?
Danger Camp Oahu.
Camp Oahu. How's Oahu?
How is it?
Yeah.
It's the same as always.
Yeah, I was going to say, it never changes, does it?
Yeah, I think it's cooler than it is there right now.
Oh, really? Okay. Well, enjoy anyway. Thanks for calling.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Hello, you're on Green Cheese.
Hey there. Calling in to answer the Patrick Swayze question.
Yep, go ahead.
We're going to go with The Outsiders.
Not The Outsiders, nope.
Not The Outsiders.
Mm-mm.
Dang, all right. Ghost? No, somebody already said Ghost.
Nope.
All right. Oh, the Mel Brooks. Can we answer the Mel Brooks question?
All right, I'll let you. Go
Blazing
ahead.
Saddles.
Not Blazing Saddles.
Blazing Saddles?
Nope.
No, dang. All right.
Thanks for calling.
Yeah, we're losers. Thanks. That's right.
Hello, you're on Green Cheese.
Hello. Did you have a question about was the question the first PG-13 movie?
Yeah, first movie that was rated PG-13 happened to have Patrick Swayze in it.
Yeah, it was Red Dawn.
Red Dawn is the answer I was looking for. Good job. Where are you calling from?
Gun Lake.
Gun Lake. All right. Good job.
All right, thanks.
Thanks. Bye-bye. Anna, you got another question?
I sure do.
All right.
What 1988 movie features the food Tree Stars?
Tree Stars. Okay.
Tree Stars.
Hello, you're on Green Cheese.
Good evening. Hi, this is OJ from the Valley of Sunshine, Prairie City, Oregon.
Hey, how you doing?
1968, Mel Brooks won the best screenplay for The Producers.
That is correct. Good job.
All right.
Yeah.
I'd like to give a shout out to KJ in Prairie City because I'm in Montana bird watching.
Awesome.
So also give a shout out to the migrating warblers. Thanks so much.
Where are you at in Montana? I'm just curious.
I'm at Holland Lake. Swan Valley, Montana.
Oh, yeah. We used to live over the hill over in Ronan.
Oh, yeah. That's right.
Yeah.
Yep. Hanging out at Holland Lake for a few days.
All right. Enjoy.
Okay. Will do.
Bye-bye. Remember that picture we took of with Sadie on the rocks?
Yeah.
That was
Holland
Lake.
Hanging out at Holland Lake for a few days. All right. Enjoy.
Hello. You're on Green Cheese.
Bye. Yes. Did anybody answer the Mel Brooks one yet?
Just got the answer. Yep. The Producers was the answer.
It was The Producers.
Yep.
Okay, thank you.
All right, thanks.
Green Cheese.
Hello, you're on Green Cheese.
Yeah, it's me, Rhinestone from the Biffy.
Hey.
I'm not in my usual form tonight. I got to tell you, I was out last night having a few with JJ. Oh, Good Lord. Uh-huh. So we're just getting going again.
Okay.
But I want to answer the question about Patrick Swayze. Was it Youngblood?
No, I just got that answer. It was Red Dawn.
Red Dawn. Classic.
Yep.
Anyway.
All right.
That's all I got.
All right, thanks.
Adios.
All right, bye-bye. Hello, you're on Green Cheese.
Yes, I'm calling with the Tree Star question.
Yeah.
Is it The Land Before Time?
It is The Land Before Time.
All right.
I thought so. Thank
where,
you.
Where are you calling from?
I'm driving back to Brainerd after playing some music in southern Minnesota tonight.
All right. Well, drive safe.
Thanks a lot, guys.
Yeah.
All right, bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Tree Stars.
Okay. Hello, you're on Green Cheese.
Hi, has the question about Mel Brooks' movie been answered?
It has.
Was it Frankenstein?
No, it was The Producers.
Oh, yep. I was wrong anyway. So
okay.
Thank you.
Yep, bye-bye.
Bye.
Anna, another question.
Yeah, who worked on both The X-Files and Breaking Bad?
Worked on as in acted?
No.
Oh.
But there is somebody who did act in both too, so okay. I'll take both answers.
Okay. What did they do if they worked on it?
Writer.
Writer. Got it. All right, thanks. Hello, you're on Green Cheese.
Oh man, it sounds like we got answered here, so we're good.
Okay. Thanks for calling.
Hey, talk to you soon.
Yep. Bye-bye. What poet's most famous work was titled Sonnets from the Portuguese? What poet's most famous work was titled Sonnets from the Portuguese? And on this date in 2007, the bald eagle was taken off the endangered species list. Since 1940, it had been illegal to kill bald eagles in all but one state. Which state was it? Hello, you're on Green Cheese.
Hi, I think I have an answer for the Tree Stars question.
Oh, yeah, go for it.
The Land Before Time.
That is correct.
All right, good job. Yay. Where are you calling from?
Grand Rapids. Thank you.
All right, thanks for calling.
Bye.
Okay. Hello, you're on Green Cheese.
Hi, I'm moving away.
Okay.
Sonnets of the Portuguese is Elizabeth Barrett Browning.
Good job.
Hey.
Yeah, where are you calling from?
This is Tracy. I'm calling from Britt.
Tracy from Britt. Okay.
All right. Thank you.
Yep. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Okay. Still haven't gotten the answer to this one. In 1880, this famous outlaw was arrested in Glenrowan, Australia. I know they did some movies about him. And there was another one I asked about that I wanted to get answered because I thought it was a fun question. Which band had the first number one single by a British group? 218-326-1234. Hello, you're on Green Cheese.
Long-legged Hannah from Butte, Montana. I don't have an answer to a question.
No?
But that one dude that answered Youngblood for the Patrick Swayze question.
Uh-huh.
That was Bionic, and that was a Bionic movie. But I've been ever since it was answered, I've been the dude who drove the spike through his head.
Yeah,
he got a spike. Tell that story on the air because I'm too lazy to Google it. I gotta find out what kind of
freak
show that one was.
All right, you gotta educate him, Hannah. Thanks.
Adios.
Bye. Go ahead.
Oh, well, you know, I'm not going to, but there is a really good episode of The Dollop about it.
The Dollop, okay. I know I've heard of it. Not from The Dollop either. I think I read it somewhere else. Hello, you're on Green Cheese.
Yeah, hi. Did you get an answer for the question about the bald eagles yet?
Not yet.
Oh, Alaska?
Yeah, Alaska, they could still shoot them up until it was...
And what was the Beatles question? My wife yelled across the counter that the...
Beatles
I didn't hear it.
Don't remember a Beatles.
I got a daughter named after the Beatles album. Little Revolver is the best little girl you ever saw.
Okay.
Abbey Road is her name. This is Joe, Jesse, Vic, and Betty from Bengal. And we'd like to give a shout out to Otto and Doe and Zilliqa.
All right. Where'd you say you're from?
Bengal, Minnesota.
Bengal.
It's the outer ring suburb of Hibbing.
Ah. Got it. All right. We got it. Thanks.
All right.
Bye-bye. Thank you. Hello, you're on Green Cheese.
Yeah. The eagle. No, you got that. I have an answer to another one. No, I forgot the question.
Okay.
Oh, no.
Was it, let's see.
The Brit band.
Yeah.
Was it the Kinks?
No, it wasn't the Kinks. That's a good guess.
Man, I know it wasn't the Beatles.
No.
Damn.
Yeah.
Then it wasn't the Rolling Stones either.
No, it wasn't.
Damn, it was some small band.
Yeah. I think they were one-hit wonders.
Oh.
Yeah.
All right. I don't know them.
Okay.
All right.
Keep trying, Cass.
Okay. You bet.
Bye-bye.
Good show. Bye.
Okay, lines are open, 218-326-1234. Let's see. What's the heaviest chemical on the periodic chart? What's the heaviest chemical element on the periodic table that has a one-letter abbreviation? Hannah, you got another one?
Sure. Okay. Rashida Jones, known for her roles on Parks and Recreation and the show The Office, is whose daughter?
Okay. Got it. Hello, you're on Green Cheese.
Mike, it's Julie again, and I'm sorry. I just will be my for real last call. But I'm texting with a bunch of people that are listening and not calling, and they all want to come to the picnic.
Okay.
And you know why they want to come to the picnic, Mike?
Why?
Because they want to see the Grandma's Marathon winner.
There you go. Keach better show up now.
So, he's going to have to show up and defend.
For sure. He said he's bringing 2 pork butts, so it must be for real.
That's what one of my friends that listens all the time said. Hey, 2 pork butts? I'm coming.
Yeah, he's serious.
All right, I got to go now.
Thanks, Julie.
There's a lot of people that are all trying to call in. Bye.
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 Hello, you're on Green Cheese.
Hello.
Hi.
Hello, this is Jigs from the garage again.
Yeah.
You said the British band with the one-hit wonder. Is that the Tornadoes?
The Tornadoes. Awesome. That is the correct answer. I had never heard of them before. Do you know what the song was?
I remember it, too, but like I say, it was a one-hit wonder deal.
Yeah, I think it was an instrumental, and it was called...
Yeah.
Aerostar or something like that. Yeah.
That was some oddball deal there.
Yeah. Yeah. Good guess. Good job.
All right.
Thanks.
Yep. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Hello, you're on Green Cheese.
Hi. The periodic table question with the heaviest element with one letter abbreviation.
Yep.
Has that been answered?
Nope.
Okay, my guess is tungsten.
It wasn't tungsten. Oh. Good guess, but not tungsten. Okay?
Oh, okay.
All right.
All right.
Thanks for calling.
Thank you. Bye.
Hello, you're on Green Cheese. Hello, you're on Green Cheese.
Yes, I have an answer for the heaviest periodic element on the periodic table.
Yep.
Let's go with mercury.
Not mercury, nope. And that's 2 letters, HG.
Oh, let's give a shout out to Reaver on Smith Lake.
You got it. Thanks.
Woohoo.
Hannah, you want to throw another one out there?
Sure. What class of animals has temperature-dependent sex determination, as in the temperature of the nest that their eggs are in determines the sex of the animal?
Okay. Hello, you're on Green Cheese.
Yeah, the heaviest element, that's uranium with U.
That is correct.
And 92.
Yeah.
Yep. Okay.
Where are you calling from?
Murphy Hill Beach Club again.
Murphy Hill Beach Club. Okay, thanks.
Bye.
Bye-bye. Ready. Hello, you're on Green Cheese.
Hey, that Rashida Jones, was that Quincy Jones, her old man?
That's correct.
You got a lot of fans out there looking forward to meeting you, Keach. That pork butt better be good.
Oh. Whatever.
Thanks for calling. Hello, you're on Green Cheese.
Rashida Jones, was that Quincy Jones, her old man?
Hello, we're on Green Cheese.
Yeah, that ain't Keach you just talked to.
Well, wasn't it?
Keach you're talking to.
I'm sorry. I wonder who that was.
And the dude just answered my question about Quincy Jones.
Was that you that also let out the groan earlier?
What's that?
That was you that let out the groan?
Yeah, just now. Yeah. Oh, okay. Not the previous caller.
Okay. But, all right.
But yeah, he got my answer with Quincy Jones.
Okay.
Which is a bummer.
And all right.
I was gonna answer that one for Cass. So let me get a shout out to Cass.
You got it.
And yep. We got two pork butts coming. And
all right.
I might bring a pony keg, but I don't know. we'll see you at the picnic, y'all.
All righty. Thanks. Hello, you're on Green Cheese.
Yeah, the sex determination with the temperature. It's not people, but it's alligators.
Yeah, that is one of the correct answers. I will take it.
Good job. Where are you calling from?
Dean from Chisholm.
Dean from Chisholm. Okay, Dean, thanks.
Do a shout out.
Yeah.
Annette from Hibbing.
Oh. Good job. Got it. Thanks.
Thank you. Yep. Bye.
Bye-bye. Hello, you're on Green Cheese.
Alligators.
Yep.
That is correct. Yep.
All right. Ed from Cedar Island Lake.
Good job, Ed. I mean, your
Thank
highest.
You. Bye.
Bye-bye. Hello, you're on Green Cheese. Hello, you're on Green Cheese.
Hello. This is Bridget Kilgore from Walker, Minnesota. How are you?
Good.
Excellent. Any answers to the Australian bandit question?
The what?
You had an Australian bandit question, correct?
Yeah.
Yes, you did. Well, I think it's either the Bush Rangers led by Ned Kelly.
That is correct.
Woo!
Uranium.
Right on. Thank you so much. Keep doing what you're doing. Love it.
Love it. All right. Thanks for calling in.
Peace and love.
All right. Hello, you're on Green Cheese.
Hello, you're on Green Cheese.
Man.
Hello.
That groan was me, Thumper from Rosemont.
Oh, Thumper, I'm sorry.
That's all right, man. That's weird. It's kind of all together there. That's
yeah. It's probably me fumbling with the phone, so.
That's the worst.
All right.
I got nothing.
All right. We'll call in again.
Shout out to all the Green Cheeses, I guess. Love the show. So.
All right. Thanks, Thumper. Take
care.
Hello, you're on Green Cheese.
Hey, how you doing? Have a answer for the Juliette Lewis question.
Did we ask a Juliette Lewis question?
Not that I remember.
No, I don't think so.
Who her father was?
No, that was
Rashida Jones.
Rashida Jones, yep.
Oh, gosh. Okay, thank you.
So who's Juliette Lewis's dad?
Jeffrey Lewis.
Okay.
He did a bunch of Clint Eastwood movies, et cetera.
Oh, I know who you're talking about. Yeah, I remember him. Kind of balding.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah, okay. I didn't realize that was his daughter. That's cool. All right, thanks
All right,
for calling.
Well, I appreciate it.
Yep.
Yeah, you bet. Thank Bye-bye. You. Bye.
Hello, you're on Green Cheese.
Hi, this is Andrea calling from Chubb Lake.
Uh-huh.
I wanted to answer the question about the animals that the eggs, the sex is determined by the temperature.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Sea turtles?
Yeah, turtles is one of them. It's several types of reptiles, but turtles are one of them.
All right. Great. Could I do a shout out to Prairie River peeps who are sleeping on the sailboat on Wabana tonight?
Cool.
Yep. You got it.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thanks. Good night.
Bye-bye.
Great show. Bye.
Hello, you're on Green Cheese.
Hi, I'd like to answer the question about the temperature-controlled class of animal nest thing.
Yep.
Is it turtles?
Turtles is one of the answers, yeah.
Yep.
Great. This is Jen, and I'd like to give a shout-out to the Wentz up in Zimmerman.
Okay.
And from Rex and Ruby.
You got it. Thanks.
Thanks. Have a good night.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Another question, Hannah.
Yeah, what was the first James Bond theme song to receive an Academy Award nomination since the 1981 song For Your Eyes Only?
So that was one after For Your Eyes Only.
Yeah, after Your Eyes Only.
Okay, got it. All right. Motown's first number one hit was which song? Motown's first number one hit was which song? Hello, you're on Green Cheese.
Hey, I'd like to answer that question about Michelle Bachman.
You mean Mrs. Bachman Turner Overdrive?
Yes, her father was Ratty Bachman from Bachman Turner Overdrive. You ain't seen nothing yet. Bow, bow.
Hello, you're on Green Cheese.
Sorry, it's me again.
Yeah.
It's Goldfinger, Shirley Bassey.
Nope.
What?
I'm sorry.
I love you're, it when I when
you're
I
you're questioning the mom of pop culture.
And I know nothing. All right, guys. Bye.
Bye. Hello, you're on Green Cheese.
Yeah, you're a temperature-sensitive nest.
Yes.
So I've heard turtles, which makes me think reptiles or amphibians. How about alligators or crocodiles?
Yeah, alligators for sure. I assume crocodiles probably as well, but definitely reptiles.
All right, perfect. Thank you. This is the Langs of Northfield calling from Michigan again.
All righty. Thanks for calling.
Great show tonight. Thank you.
Thank you. All right. Hello, you're on Green Cheese.
Yeah, hi. Is it Live and Let Die for the song?
Yeah.
No.
The Bond song?
Nope, not Live and Let Die.
Not Live and Let Die. That was a good guess.
Sorry, shout out to me. Thank you.
Bye-bye. All righty. Lines are open, folks. Let's see. On this date in 1935, President Franklin Roosevelt orders that a gold vault be built at Fort Knox. In which state? And on this date in 1969, the Stonewall Riots began at a bar in which part of New York City? 218-326-1234. Hello, you're on Green Cheese.
Yeah, the James Bond movie.
Yeah.
Was that Skyfall by Adele?
That was Skyfall by Adele. Good
wow.
job.
Cool. Yeah. Where
hey,
you calling from?
PJ at Hickory Lake.
Hickory Lake. You got it. Thanks.
Yeah, thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Hello, you're on Green Cheese.
Hi. Was that... made in Kentucky.
Kentucky is correct. Yeah. Good job.
Yes. Hey.
Yeah.
Yeah. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Hello, you're on Green Cheese.
Hello, hello. That would be Fort Knox, Kentucky.
Kentucky is correct. Thank you.
What a chicken dinner.
Love it. Peace and love.
All
see
right.
you again.
Thanks a lot. Hello, you're on Green Cheese.
Yeah. I think everybody knows it. It's Fort Knox, Kentucky.
Yep.
It's where the gold was being stored.
Yep. Where are you calling from?
Very good. This is Doodle Acres from okay. Hackensack. And another shout out to Don Pierce.
Got it. Thanks.
Yep.
Bye-bye. Hello, you're on Green Cheese.
Oh, yeah. Now I forgot again. Oh, Greenwich Village.
Yeah, Greenwich right. Village is correct. Good job, Cass.
Finally got one.
Yeah.
Okay,
I knew you'd come through.
Okay.
All right, thanks. Hey, you're going to come to the picnic now?
Well, I really never go out, but I don't know.
Well, think about it, all right?
I'm going to see if I can get ride with my wheelchair and oxygen.
Oh, okay. Well, we'll figure something out. If you really want to come, we'll figure something out. All right?
Oh, well, thank you.
Yeah, take care. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Hello, you're on Green Cheese.
Hey, I've got a possible answer if you haven't got it yet for your James Bond song.
Uh-huh.
A View to a Kill, and if not that, would it be The World Is Not Enough?
Nope.
Nope.
Sorry.
It was Skyfall?
Neither one.
Neither one.
It was Skyfall was the answer.
Oh, okay.
By Adele.
Thank you.
All right?
All right.
Bye-bye. Bye. Lines are open, folks. Another question, Hannah.
Okay. Minnesotan Josh Hartnett was in what horror movie that came out in 1998?
Okay. After losing 60 pounds to play the lead role in The Machinist, who then had to gain 100 pounds in 6 months to play a superhero? And what was Disney's shortest feature film? Okay, I'm still looking for the answer to Motown's first number one hit was which song? 218-326-1234. Let's see, what else we got here? Got that one done. Got that one done. I gotta cross these off. There you go, that one's done. That one's done. On this date in 1957, fans of this Major League Baseball team stuffed the All-Star voting ballot boxes to get 8 members of their team elected. Which team was it? 1957. Hello, you're on Green Cheese.
Yeah, Josh Hartnett. Is it 30 Days of Night?
Nope.
Oh, darn.
Good guess, though.
Thanks for calling. Hello, you're on Green Cheese.
Hey, Mike, Heidi, it's Mojo from the sauna again.
Yeah.
The Minnesota actor in a scary movie, I'm guessing Scream?
Nope, not Scream.
Okay.
All right.
I didn't figure I'd be right, but...
Good guess.
Mike, is there a number that Cass could call and leave his phone number so I could talk to him and go pick him up for the picnic?
Yeah, if Cass will call back in, I'll write down his phone number and I'll make sure Mojo gets it.
Fantastic. I appreciate it.
You bet. Thanks.
All right.
Bye-bye.
Great job. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Hello, you're on Green Cheese.
Hey there. I believe you're looking for Christian Bale.
That is correct. Good job.
Yeah. Superhero was Batman, too.
Yep. Good job.
All right. This is the Prince of Cedar Island Lake.
All right. You got it. Thanks.
Yep, see ya.
Bye-bye. Hello, you're on Green Cheese.
Yeah, did anybody get the Josh Hartnett question?
Not yet.
Yeah, we just didn't. Oh, no, I guess not.
My wife just told me that it's the movie The Faculty.
That is correct.
Good job.
She's 1,000% this year, I think.
Awesome.
Guessing questions here.
All right, awesome.
She has
this
good
is
taste.
The Langs in Northfield calling in from Michigan again. Thanks for another great show.
You betcha. Thanks.
All right, bye.
Julie.
I'm sorry. I lied. I flat out lied.
And about what?
You can take that to the bank because I'm always going to lie.
Okay.
But here's the thing. Mojo just said what I was going to call you about.
Okay.
Cass, yep. We want to know you. I'm on oxygen, FYI.
Uh-huh.
And somebody can pick you up.
Yep.
And then everybody gets to see you. And yeah. They want to know who you are.
Yep.
Trust me, the reason why people come to the picnic is because they want to put faces to names.
Yep.
And
yep.
He's just coming and bringing 2 pork butts. Come on, dude. Call Mike after the show.
Yeah. Well, call.
You right, can, Mike?
You could call. The line here is 218-333-9005 if he wants to call that.
That's what he should do because he can't.
Then you won't be on the air.
Yeah. You can't do it on the air, A, and you also can't call the station and say, hey, can you give me this person's number? That's not going to happen.
No.
But call Mike after the show, Kaz, at say the number again.
218-333-9005.
Because we want to meet you. Bye.
Bye.
Call Mike.
Hello, you're on Green Cheese.
Calling about the actor that lost all that weight and then gained weight.
Yeah.
That was Christian Bale.
That is correct.
Christian Bale.
Yeah.
All right.
Where are you calling from?
You know, I don't really know, but we're on Highway 2 out in the middle of nowhere, but I know where I'm going.
All right, Valley good.
And on Big Elbow Lake.
All right, enjoy.
Right. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Hello, you're on Green Cheese.
Hey.
Hello, you're on Green Cheese.
Hi, I was calling about the Josh Hartnett question, which I know got answered, but he was also actually in the sequel to the Halloween franchise with Jamie Lee Curtis, also in 1998. So that was going to be my guess, but it sounds like there's two right guesses.
There, I actually just looked that up because I was like, wait, wasn't he in another Halloween? Yeah, you're right.
Yep.
So I will, you know what, if there was points available, I would give you some.
Awesome. Thanks. This is Log House on the Prairie.
All right. Thanks for calling.
Thanks.
Bye-bye. Okay. Okay, back to the phones. Here we go. Hello, you're on Green Cheese.
Hello.
Hi.
I was calling about the first Motown song.
Uh-huh.
Shop Around.
Good guess, but that wasn't it.
Okay, thank you.
Yep, bye-bye.
Bye.
Hello, you're on Green Cheese.
Yeah, I have the answer to the Motown question.
Go ahead.
It's Please, Mr. Postman by the Marvelettes.
Not it. It's a good guess, but not it.
Really?
Yeah, I have a different answer.
Okay.
All right.
I'll listen for it.
Okay.
This is Superior Liquors from Duluth.
You got it.
Thanks.
Hello, you're on Green Cheese.
Hi.
Hi.
Is one of the answers Halloween H2O?
Yeah, that is one of the answers.
Yep. Good job. Where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Hill City, Minnesota.
Okay. Thanks for calling in.
Okay. Right. Bye.
Bye-bye. Hello, you're on Green Cheese.
Yeah, good evening. Cincinnati Reds.
That is correct. Where are you calling from?
Craig in Bemidji.
Craig, okay.
So yeah, good question.
Yeah, did you know the rest of the story there?
No, go ahead.
No, I thought maybe you were going to add something to it.
Oh, no, I mean, I took a guess, more than a guess. It was up there, and then I double-checked it, but Cincinnati Reds.
Yeah, cool. Well, thanks for calling.
Thank you very much.
Yep, bye-bye.
Bye.
Hello, you're on Green Cheese.
Have you gotten the Disney shortest film?
Nope.
Is it Steamboat Willie?
That's not a feature film. That's just a snippet. I'm looking for a feature film, okay? One you go to the theaters to watch.
All right.
Okay? So try again. Hello, you're on Green Cheese.
The Motown?
Yeah.
Did you get that one?
Not yet.
I don't think you got that one.
Go ahead.
Again. Mr. Postman.
Nope, that wasn't it.
No. Yeah.
All right. Thanks for calling.
No worries. Yep. Bye.
Hello, you're on Green Cheese.
Jeez, Michael, how could you crush that kid's dreams? A feature film, man. The poor kid, he was going to hit the big time. You just shot him down.
I did. Steamboat Willie was, I think, the first animation that Walt Disney did, so I have to give him credit for
brutal.
That.
Yeah, that's brutal. Anyways, this is Keith from Parts Unknown. I'm bringing the 03 Avalanche up to the joint on the picnic, and yeah, I'm willing to offer to get Cass where he wants to go. And
yeah, I think we'll figure something out for that. Yeah, thanks for offering.
So keep me in a loop.
All right, thanks.
Shout out to everybody. Adios.
All right, bye bye.
Hello,
you're on Green Cheese.
Well,
yeah.
You're on Green Cheese.
Again? Yeah.
Was it Mr. Postman? I just thought I was in there, so.
Yeah, you just were. No, it wasn't Mr. Postman.
Yeah, I don't know, man. I'm sorry.
That's all right, thanks.
That's weird. It's like you're there and then you weren't, and you're just stumper again. I'll get out the line.
All right, good thanks. Bye bye. Hello, you're on Green Cheese.
Hi, I was calling about Disney's shortest film, and was that answered yet?
Not yet.
I believe it was Dumbo.
Dumbo is correct. Good job. Where are you calling from?
This is the Nielsen clan calling from Omaha, Nebraska, and just wanted to give a shout-out to Ella Boughton in Red Oak, Iowa.
All right. You got it. Thanks for calling.
Oh. Hey, thank you so much. You have a good night.
All right. Bye-bye. All right, let's see. Let's go back to the phones. Hello, you're on Green Cheese.
Oh, hello. Calling from the Sissy Bockwet Woods. This is The Fool in the Woods.
Uh-huh.
Shortest Disney animated feature, I think it's Dumbo.
That is correct. We just got that answer, but that is correct.
Oh, okay. Well, yeah, I had to walk away from my source.
Yeah, that happens. So, all right.
Anyway, that's how I learned how to fly. All you need is a feather.
Yeah?
You can fly.
Cool.
Especially if you have big ears.
Yeah. You probably have to have a trunk to hold that feather, though, too.
Well, yeah.
All right. Thanks for calling.
Okay. Good bye-bye. Show. Bye-bye.
Hello. You're on Green Cheese.
Yeah, I thought I would add the little bit I didn't get before. Half the ballots cast in 1957 were for the Cincinnati Reds.
Right.
The Sunday newspaper actually had filled out ballots that you just clipped out and took it to the ballpark.
Uh-huh.
And bars in the St. Louis area required patrons to fill out a ballot full of Cincinnati Reds players before they got a drink.
Wow. That's a great story.
Yeah, kind of nice.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah, thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Hello, you're on Green Cheese.
Hello, I'd like to try and answer the Motown first number one song.
Sure.
Okay, how about Stop in the Name of Love, the Supremes?
That's another good guess, but it wasn't it.
Yeah, well, it was a guess. This is Mark at Graves Lake Resort.
All right.
And shout out to everybody, family and grandkids in Davenport, Iowa. Thanks.
You got it.
Thanks.
Bye-bye. Hey, lines are open. Hannah. Throw another one out there. We got a little more time.
All right. Which song became the first YouTube video to reach 1 billion views in 2012?
1 billion. Okay. On this date in history, in 1948, actress Kathy Bates was born. She won an Academy Award for playing Annie Wilkes in which movie? Hello, you're on Green Cheese.
Hi, it's Queen again.
Mm-hmm.
I'm having a wild guess to the Motown song.
Okay.
Was it Goody Goody by Stevie Wonder?
Nope. Sorry.
Okay. Nice try.
All right, yep. Thanks, Nancy.
Good night.
All right, bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Okay. Hello, you're on Green Cheese.
Hello, for the Motown question.
Mm-hmm.
If This Life Were Mine by Marvin Gaye.
That's not the one I'm looking for.
No, it's a good one. Thank you.
All right, thanks.
Good night.
Bye-bye.
Good try.
Hello, you're on Green Cheese.
Hey, was it Baby by Justin Bieber?
Nope,
not Baby.
No. What? Wow, crazy. All right. Thank you.
Yep. Hello, you're on Green Cheese.
Hi, I think I have the answer to the Kathy Bates question.
Yep.
Was that Misery?
That is Misery. You're correct.
Yay. Yeah. This is Janet from Don and Janet. Here we are in Grand Rapids.
All right. The better half finally calls in.
Oh, thank you. And I have to correct my other half's faux pas and not shouting out to Jeff and Woodridge.
All right. You got it. Thanks a lot, Janet.
Thanks.
Bye-bye.
Well, good night.
Thank you.
Hello, you're on Green Cheese.
Mike.
Yeah.
This old ancient rotary phone.
Uh-huh.
I had Kathy Bates in Misery.
Uh-huh.
And Janet just beat me again.
Yeah. Finger cramp up on you or what happened?
I was still dialing. And as fast as I kill it, I mean, I go all the way around, I bring it back, I go all the way around, I bring it back, and I still get beat.
That's the way it goes, man.
But anyway, let me give a shout-out to Keech. Keech, I'm going to bring a couple of pork loins. I'll do them on the trigger smoker.
Wow.
We'll have plenty of meat to eat.
I guess. All right. That sounds great, guys.
A couple of pork butts. I mean, how many thousand people do we get there, Mike?
Well, you know, we never get a good count because there's just so many. I mean, it's just, you can't.
I know what the helicopter's coming in and out.
Yeah, I know. And
Diamond running the riprap off.
Yeah.
But no, I'll bring a couple of pork loins, and if he's bringing pork butts,
okay,
we'll get some buns. We'll have a good time.
Sounds great. Thanks, Mojo.
Thank you guys for volunteering. I appreciate it.
You betcha. Bye bye.
Good night.
Hello, you're on Green Cheese.
Hello, I'm calling from Bemidji, and I think I'd be the third or the fourth person to say Misery for Kathy Bates' movie.
Go ahead. Misery, yep, that's correct.
Yep.
All right.
Yep.
All right.
That's what I have, although there's a rainbow right now at sunset here. So
oh, really?
Pretty,
yeah.
Pretty swell.
Where were you calling from?
Pine Island, Bemidji.
Pine Island. Okay. Thanks for calling.
Good night.
Bye-bye. Hello, you're on Green Cheese.
Hi, the 2012 YouTube.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Was it Gangnam Style?
That was correct.
All right, good job.
Yeah, 3 for 3 tonight.
Awesome.
The Langs from Northfield calling in from Michigan. Thanks a great show.
Thanks a lot. Bye-bye.
Bye.
I have a follow-up to that question.
Okay, go ahead.
What was the number one song that year, though? That was the video to reach a billion views, but what was the number one song of 2012?
On YouTube or what?
Just in general.
Okay. All right. Hello, you're on Green Cheese.
Walking away from my source.
Okay.
Like sands through the hourglass, so go the answers I have.
Okay.
Anyways, yeah, I had the Kathy Bates Misery one, but then Mojo stole that, and then somebody stole it from him.
Well, let me throw one out there for you, Keach, just to see if.
Let's do it.
All right. What was the only X-rated film to win an Oscar?
Oh, I'm proud that you would ask me that question. But I have other questions.
Uh-huh.
Are we talking NC-17 or rated?
Well, it was before NC-17. It was called X-rated then.
Texas Chainsaw Massacre.
Nope, that wasn't it.
Debbie Does Dallas.
Nope.
All right. Well, I'm hanging up and probably going to go to bed here. Shout out to everybody.
All right.
I was going to also tell, Mojo, when I see Mojo at the picnic, I'm going to show him on my cell phone that whale exploding by dynamite.
All right, that sounds good.
Freaking awesome.
Yeah.
Adios.
All right, thanks. Bye-bye. Yeah, it'd be hard for Mojo to get that on his rotary phone. Hello, you're on Green Cheese.
I'm here to answer the Baby Shark reached 1 million views.
Yeah? Baby Shark had how many?
A billion views.
Yeah.
I'm sure that's true, but the first one to get a billion views was a song called Gangnam Style.
Yeah, that was probably before you were born. Where are you calling from?
Red Oak, Iowa.
Red Oak, Iowa. All right, that's good to hear from you. Thanks for calling.
Give a shout out.
Hey,
Can I give a shout out to Connie and Skeeter?
You got it. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Hello, you're on Green Cheese.
Hello, hello. This is Peace and